SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We got a bunch of live baseball games going on. Limited slate tonight, but we do have a few games in the mix. We have a couple of NFL preseason games. We'll see if Joe changed his mind and got in on those. We got a lot of football to do. Big football show. They still haven't finished at the golf. I mean, they've been in delay for hours. They're probably going to have to come back tomorrow at this point and finish it off. But we're finally, hopefully, going to start getting some runs in these baseball games. As I did see Houston just score, Pittsburgh just scored, etc. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one and the only. Go! Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? You might put the reverse kibosh on these games. 1-0 Houston, 2-1 Braves, 5-0 Blue Jays, and bases loaded here in Pittsburgh. So hopefully you did it. You said it. Well, where's the runs?
I'll tell you, I got the Bartman up right now, who I got at 7 bills tonight, Joe.
Paul,
this guy put one in the left seat.
What's his name? What's his first name?
Well, Joey Bart.
Joey, don't call me Paul Bart.
Can this guy give us the Granny Smith
here,
Joe? How about the Granny Smith for Bart?
Come on, give the mall cop the Granny Smith. And I know it's Blart. I know, but I know it's Blart, Paul Blart. But Joey, don't call me Paul Bart.
He didn't homer, Joe, but he got the run in.
All right, there you go. You sound like so.
Because I want to get some homers going here, Joe. I want to get
you
some.
Sound melancholy.
I need to get going here. Like, I need something to start happening.
It is happening. You're going to push me in. 2-0 Pirates. 2-0 Pirates.
What I just said. He got the run in. 2-0 Pirates. So now De La Cruz will come up with the bases.
Ellie?
No, Brian.
I got this free bet, right? And they must have heard me because now I could put it with all the props for Saturday. So now
you,
I really
you made
have
the call. Like I said, you made the call over there. They take care of you.
Yeah, well, I can't help it if I have big shoulders. What do you want?
Free bets, deposit matches, no minimums, no this, no that, no max. I mean, you get it all. You get it all over there.
It bothers you.
Hey, you're a primo customer. I'm surprised. You honestly, at this
primo
point, Joe, I'm surprised they're not, you know, they don't take you to the Yankee game or something and get your box seats to some of these games. I mean, you're that big on the list over there.
Primo.
You get it all.
Houston, 2-0 with runners.
2-0. Astros. 2-0 Astros.
Come on. I tell you what. Blue Jays tack on 5. Could these gutless Angels do something? Or are they going to have
Vlad
to do it all themselves?
Big bad Vlad to homer in that one, Joe. Can we get big bad Vlad?
Base is loaded, and all of a sudden, Joey, don't call me Paul Bart.
Well, they're taking Lodolo. He got hit by a pitch. That's what scored the run. And now they're taking him out, Lodolo. They're going to bring Junis in to face De La Cruz with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see if he can crack that. 2-1 Braves is the other game going in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm putting on the football right now.
That's right. We do have preseason football. Joe says he's not going to be involved. I don't believe
that might change very quickly.
Oh, sure. Especially with this Bear game. Bears-Chiefs, which starts in about 15 minutes.
Problem.
Bears minus 2.5 and the 31.5 in Kansas City. Now, this Colt Bengal game, Joe's on Amazon.
Yeah, I got tonight. That on. I got it's Herb Street and Michaels on that call. I don't know. I don't know who's doing the NFL Network game.
So this starts the whirlwind year, you know, time of year for Herbie, right? Because he's got to go. I guess he'll have to go from there to. Because aren't they doing game day in Dublin for the Florida State game?
That's some crazy flight he's got, huh?
Indy to Dublin after the game. Make sure
he's there
tomorrow.
Do you think he'll have any jet lag?
You know what, Joe? If you think about it, let's say he goes overnight. It's 5.5 hours, about 5.5 hours ahead. So if he landed at, let's say he landed at 6 or 7 a.m. East, it's only about 12 in the afternoon there. He can go get a couple hours sleep.
Bad. He'll be good.
He'll
make it up.
He'll be good for game day on Saturday morning.
He's an athlete.
Are they doing the game? He's got to be doing that game too. Then, if they're going out there.
Yeah. What are you kidding?
I'm just asking. You never know. I mean, they bring Fowler out there,
assistant.
Too.
I'm not his assistant. Is who out there?
Who does the game with? Doesn't he do it with Fowler? Doesn't he do all the college games with Fowler?
You mean Reese Davis.
Oh, is it Reese Davis he does it with now? No, he does.
But the game day. He's not game doing day the with... game. He's doing game day.
Well, why wouldn't he do the game if he's going over there?
I don't know. Let me make a call. I'm finding it right now.
That
is the most meaningless thing to me. I don't care.
I care.
I care about who's doing the game. I put every game on mute when I watch it. You know why?
I care about the commentary. You don't. I can't believe you, Joe. You know, unbelievable.
You can't believe me. I watch every game on mute. That's why I butcher half these guys.
Ever since you got the Tessitore, Mackenzie Milton, ever since that, now you don't listen to the announcers anymore?
Well, a Tessitore is something different. It's like electric.
Mackenzie Milton.
Oh, here comes Florida State.
Here they come. I'm getting this. I'm trying to find this.
Oh, they're about to kick off here in Cincinnati. I think I should take this over. I should take this over, right?
You said under today on the show. You said under.
I know.
Oh, De La Cruz, it gets over the outfielder's head, Joe. One run's in. Two runs are in. Will all three score?
De La Cruz, I'm showing 5-0 Pirates.
5-0 Pirates.
What do you mean De La Cruz?
I told you. Bryan's on the Pirates. Ellie's on the
Look
Reds.
Look at this. He ran back the kick out of a cannon. You see, we got football on. I got to get involved here. You were right.
You can't get involved now.
Why not?
Because now you just told me they ran the kickoff back.
Well, across the 50-yard return.
You're going to jump in now.
Shot out of a cannon. I think I might want to jump on the Colts here. We'll see what in-game number we got. See if they juice this up to like 38.5. I'll bang the under maybe.
Man, Taylor Cruz hit that good. Almost a homer. Well, I thought you liked the Bears tonight, right? Undefeated preseason.
I like the Bears, and I said Colts.
Keep juicing them up. 6-0 Pirates.
Logan Woodside.
What?
Logan Woodside, Toledo Rocket, back in the day.
Led the FBS with 42 touchdown passes. That game is nonsense.
Back years ago.
No shot.
Action.
Watch that. No shot.
No shot?
Get involved with that.
Why not?
No shot.
Logan Woodside dealing. Look at this. Screen. Who is that? Samaje Perine? Who is that 32? Who is that?
Samaje Perine.
Looks like Samaje Perine. I got to get the depth chart. Let me see who we have.
Make sure you go all the way down at third stringers, Joe. That's who's in. It's the last preseason game.
Carver, don't start with me. Travion Williams from Texas A&M still scrapping around in the league.
Yeah, for 1 month a year.
Guys, 5'8", 206. All right.
Well, here comes your boy, Mickey. Forget the cognac. Give me the moniac for the Angels up at the plate. Let's go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. I was telling you today, Joe, how that Jackson Merrill had taken over Skeens on the odds board for the NL Rookie of the Year slightly. I guess Skeens must have saw that too. So far tonight, Joe, 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 7 Ks. You're pitching great, and he's back out here in the sixth. He's got a low pitch count. He's only got 78, 79 pitches right now. So he's got a chance to get through 6 here, maybe even 7 innings of shutout ball. Maybe he can get 3 more Ks, and that'll look real nice, Joe. Imagine you get 7 innings, no runs, 10 Ks. I think that'll shoot him back into the lead on the odds board, if I had to guess.
You think so? It might, yeah. I was going to say on Coast to Coast today that, yeah, he needs like a no-hitter because, you know,
just got his 8th coming K. up. Yeah, he just got his 8K.
There you go. If he gets like a 12K performance, there you go. You're looking good. No? I mean, come on.
Yeah, look. He's got a pitch like this, and he could use Merrill getting cold. You know, because Merrill's had not only he's been good.
You need the Padres to lose. You need the Padres to lose some.
Well, that takes some gas off of him as well. So that's, yeah. The Padres to lose and him to stop getting all these huge ninth inning hits and game-saving catches, and he's just been doing a lot lately, Joe. So we need Skeens to win that award, because I got that nice ticket.
Skeens.
I got this. I think I put this in, Joe, in May, right around when he got called up. Let me get this for you, Joe. Let me tell you what I got here. You always like giving out all these big tickets that you have, all these long, big tickets, lots of legs on
big
them. You
tickets,
know.
Tickets, yeah. Good.
Right,
give
so
me
I have
big tickets.
This was on, actually, June 1st is when I put this in. It says here on the ticket.
Okay.
Judge to win the MVP at plus 250.
All right.
Skubal to win the Cy Young at plus 200.
Okay.
Both of those guys are obviously big minus money favorites now. Right. And Skeens to win NL Rookie of the Year plus 400. It was right around when he came up. And it was plus 5150. It was a $20 bill to win $1,000 is what it was.
Okay.
So hopefully, right. Joe, we need Skeens to, because I feel pretty good about Judge and Skubal, that their legs, I mean, if you look at what they are right now, Judge is minus 3,000.
Wow.
Skubal's minus 1,900. They're wow. They're both runaway and high. Now what I should do is, Joe, next week, actually, when? When am I going to be in Hershey Park? What, Monday, right? Monday
I'll be in. Just remind me on that one. But go ahead.
Monday, I'll be in a state that has awards, because obviously in New York I don't have them and I can't play them. Okay. I should definitely hedge a little with Merrill, right, Joe? Put a little something
yes.
on Merrill.
Yes, I think you should
cause,
do that.
Because Judge and Skubal are so far out that they're not going to lose those awards. I don't unless they you know something really stupid happens, but I think that for that amount of return, I should probably go throw a couple bucks on Jackson Merrill when I
do
get
it.
To Pennsylvania.
Do it
this weekend.
Yeah. Meanwhile, see, I said the Colts, and here they are inside the 15.
Or is that like me saying means you know like I say to you, like no cash out, no cashing out. Is that
no,
was that would that
because,
be like I'm doing?
No,
that?
Because I'll tell
I'm
you,
I'm guaranteeing myself
no,
money.
No, but wait a second, I'll tell you why that's different. The with the awards, it's all objective. There's no guarantee. You know, there's no guarantee in anything. But when you have a lead in a baseball game and you need a total, you know, there's finality, right?
Right.
You could
there's
have
not with
you
this.
Could have the greatest season, and you know, perception could be, oh, he's definitely going to win it, and somebody else comes out of nowhere. You know, I always say that McDonald's bag of cash could be dumped off anywhere at the doorstep, and then you're hanging out. You know,
right?
What happens if $5 million's on Skeens and only $500,000's on Merrill? Which one do you think is going to come through? I'm just saying, and I know it's objective, but that's just me. I'm jaded.
Well, that's not how these things are decided, Joe.
I
how dare
know,
you? How
but...
dare you suggest such a
no,
thing?
Just. Oh, yeah,
wow.
I know. What do you mean, how dare you? I'm just saying,
how
I'm
dare you suggest
you.
that the voters would be have any of that consideration whatsoever?
Oh, I know. The almighty voters, right? Okay.
Now, remember this. Skeens, at one point, a month ago after the All-Star game
touchdown.
Where he started, he was in this territory where Judge and Scooble are now, -1500, -2000. I mean, you could have got.
Is there anybody that you're exposing yourself to? Anybody outside those two?
I don't think so. It goes right now. It's Merrill -145. Skeens is even money. Chirio of the Brewers is 50-1. Tyler Fitzgerald of the Giants is 60-1. There's nobody even in sight.
No, you got nobody in sight.
But here's what I also need by this week. I need that number to get with a little plus on Merrill, whether it's even or whether it's a little bit plus. -145, I think. Yeah. Right. I'm going to do it either way because I want to get something out of it, even if it's a couple $100.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, it's a $20 bet.
Carver, it doesn't matter. The money's irrelevant.
But what I'm saying is, even if I made a couple hundred on Merrill, it's and get a couple hundred out of it, 800 or 200.
Right.
That's
you hedge. You have to do that. That's the smart thing to do. You never go broke taking money.
Go home with something.
Look, the bottom line is you have the hedge on.
Kid.
You can't.
Ugh.
What happened? Did you see the touchdowns?
I'm not watching any of the football. No football for me.
So
Richardson's playing, huh?
Yeah, but I wanted to take when the kid ran it. I said I should bang the Colts. Now they're 12.5-point favorites. Total.
This Jimenez just hit it all the way to the wall again. He's been hot for the Blue Jays.
Oh yeah, they have runners on. I need that.
No,
game.
He missed it. He hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark.
2-0. Here we go. Flying along in Camden Yards. All these games just flying along.
Flying along, Joe. Flying along.
Unbelievable.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here tonight on the grid. All right, Joe, here's what's happening right now. 7-0, as Yasmani Grandal just homered for the Pirates. So 7-0 in that one. 2-0, Astros lead the Orioles, top five there. And 5-0, Jays lead the Angels, top five there. Bottom five, 2-1, Braves lead the Phillies in Atlanta. You do have the Mets and the Padres late night as well.
Yeah, that Brave game's going to hurt me.
What'd you get that up to?
8.5, 9.5 in there. 7-0 Pirates. Ugh. Under. Look at this. All right. Got to turn our attention to the weekend, I guess. We're about at that phase, Carver. Unless I jump in on one of these football games, I got to see exactly. I did like both unders today. Are they underway here in, here we go, in Kansas City. They're underway. Kickoff. Nothing.
You're not going to get anything in that game, just so you know.
Matt Eberflus, the human anchor.
The human anchor.
46
went up to 32.5 already.
Yeah.
Oh, you could forget. You're not going to see anything out of Eberflus in this game. Nothing.
Is this a
Tyson Badgett special tonight, Joe?
It looks that way. Let me see. Is it Badgett?
Tyson Badgett.
Oh, yeah. Big man Badgett. This is it. This is Mike Tomczak 2.0. First play, a run. We're going to run it, toss, sweep. Travis Homer. He's older than dirt. Guys bounced around the league. Him, DJ Dallas, Miami running backs. It's amazing. Travis Homer still in the league, still kicking. You know?
Unbelievable, Joe.
Unbelievable.
It really is. They're actually going to restart the golf in 10 minutes out in Colorado.
Restart the golf? What do you mean?
They've been in a delay since we finished coast to coast. They had rain and storms.
Hail? It's hail?
They had a tough time out there, so they're going to get back going in a few. I'm going to see if they have any coverage on Golf Channel or anything. Probably ESPN Plus, I would think, with the PGA Tour Live. See if I can get the last few holes there. Nicky Dunlap trying to finish off his day.
You said he sucked down the stretch. He double bogeyed.
Well, he double bogeyed that one hole. When he got to second at minus five, and then he double bogeyed back to minus three. But he's still got a couple holes, Joe, to maybe score and get back up there.
Nicky's Dunlap.
That's your
I
guy.
I tell you what, you know who I'd like to get up there are these Blue Jays. I need over 10.5. Somehow these Orioles are dead. And the Braves, like, where are we with these games? Nowhere? You and this Nicky Dunlap. Should we bet him to win the whole thing? I'll bet him to win the whole thing then. Nicky's Dunlap. You want me to do that?
Yeah. Right now he's... What'd he slip down to, Joe? 33-1. Yeah. 33-1.
Not bad value on Nicky D.
Maybe.
He's from the neighborhood, too, that kid.
Nicky D. Keegan Bradley is in the lead right now at 6-under. Now, Matsuyama, I think, is on 18, Joe.
Okay.
When they restart. I think he's on 18. I have to, of course... Double check that. Where is... he's on 18 in the fairway with his second shot. So if he birdied that, he would even up Bradley at 6-under in the clubhouse. Dunlap's 3-under. He's on 16. So he's got 3 holes to go, and I saw he's on the green on that par 3 16th when the rains and the storms came.
Okay.
So he's going to have a very long birdie putt, but he should at least par that before he goes to the last two. So, Shoffley's the live leader at 4-1. Where's Scheffler on this board? 1-under, and he's 5 back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us on a, what is it, Joe? Oh, Thursday night.
Thursday night here
Thursday
on,
night
the grid.
On the grid.
Look at this.
All right. So, there you go. Still very quiet here, Joe. Nothing's been happening.
Yeah, nothing.
Five nothing, seven nothing.
In something. What do you want to do? Like, what do you
I told you. I think the Met-Padre game is going to have some gas tonight.
All right. I mean, here's Eberflus. He's kicking a field goal. Like,
now, what's that on NFL Network?
Yeah, what a clown. Oh, they scored a touchdown. Excuse me. They scored. Bad
Joe. This is Tim. And this is going to happen a lot this year. The one thing Joe cannot have under any circumstances is he cannot have the Bears be good. He can't. Because if the Bears are good, Joe is not going to be good for Joe. Because Joe has been dragging Eberflus, the Bears, Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. Him. He's been dragging these guys for months. And if they come out and start 4-1, Joe's going to have a lot of egg on the face. So he's got to be very – he's rooting hard.
Let's make it clear.
Hard against these guys.
First of all, if that were to happen, it wouldn't be my first loss, okay? Secondly, I go to the podium.
This is a little bit more personal. This is a little bit more personal.
Oh, this one. Well, more personal than what? More personal than what?
It feels like this is a little more personal.
Well, listen, I have a track record at least, okay? When everybody was bashing Pete Carroll because Russ went to Denver, right? Who bought them? Who bought Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks? Come on. Who was the only guy in America with the over 5.5? Who was it? Huh? All the gurus. Him, ESPN, this quarterback whisperer, this guy, this GM. Yeah, I said it. I stood in the fire. No shoes on. Walking on coals. Pounding up Pete Carroll and the coaching acumen of the Seattle Seahawks. And I'm the one that took Seattle. Plus the 6.5. Outright. Week 1. Over Denver.
Acumen.
The tutelage like of Pete Carroll. The tutelage. I I said it. And then I came right back and I said, when everybody was sold McVay, sold Stafford, sold the Rams, I backed the Rams against Seattle week number one. I took the 4.5 points. I said the Rams were going to overachieve, and they did. Put me in the GM room. I'm the quarterback whisperer. I got more quarterbacks right than I have wrong than half these schmoes. Come on. Best quarterback in this draft class, Jaden Daniels. Sell Eberflus, sell the Chicago Bears. I don't care how great they look in the preseason. Once the regular season starts, that play sheet and that defensive thing by Eberflus is going to shake.
They're so confident in Jaden Daniels, they got rid of one of his weapons today. So get him out. Chop him. See you later.
That was a head scratcher. Come on, that
John
was a
Dotson.
Head scratcher. I know.
It's
I
a
like
head scratcher.
John Dotson. You know what's even worse? Not to go off the beaten path, but it goes right into John Dotson and your boy James Franklin, right? 3 years ago, when they were in the 9 overtime game against Brett Bielema in Illinois as an 18.5, why didn't Mike Yurcich dial up Jahan Dotson in the 9 overtimes? Not once did he go to Jahan Dotson.
Not once.
Not once. Not one end around, nothing.
As I said to you earlier, if you are trading someone within your own division, you think that player is so bad that they are going to make your rival worse and they will not hurt you whatsoever to trade it in the division like that. Am I right or am I wrong, Joe? I mean, you play the team twice a year. You're competing with them for division titles. You're supposed to be, at least. I know that the Washington hasn't really been competing for anything lately. But still, you know, to trade them to them, I don't like it in any sport. I think it sends a bad message to the team that's actually getting them. I think that the Eagles also, it's just like, why are they doing this? What's the matter, Joe?
Duval! 421 feet! Duval! 3-1 Braves! You got
wow.
him! You Duval. Got Duval!
I don't have
Duval. You had Duval, didn't you?
No, I don't have Duval.
Oh, I thought you did.
Right. Bartman, who's up right now. We need Bartman to go deep. We don't
right.
have Duval.
So do you believe, let me throw it back to you, because I know that statement. Do you believe
Where
that
you
Jahan
that
Dotson...
From? We have Duval. Yeah, you have Duval. Where did you get that from? Go ahead.
I
what about Dotson?
Him.
Go ahead, Joe.
Do you believe Dotson was shipped due to performance? Like, meaning like Kingsbury and Quinn got together and said, he's just going to be a human anchor and we like the rookies that we got? Or do you feel like he was like a cancer in the locker room and they said, we can't deal with this guy? Which I don't think he was ever, but I mean, it just seems odd that you took this guy in the first round 3 years ago or 2 years ago and he dealt with some injuries and he seemed to produce with Sam Howell. Why wouldn't you want him in there? So I'll ask you.
I obviously don't know enough about the inside day-to-day of the Washington Commanders to know exactly what was going on over there. But when I just took a guy... Now, listen, remember also, everybody who's there now didn't take him, okay? This is a whole new regime. Coach, general manager, owner, everything's new there. So saying he was a first-round pick 3 years ago... This group has nothing invested in him, right, Joe? I mean, they don't care. They didn't pick this guy.
He's got back-to-back years of 500 yards receiving, played in 17 games last year, so it's
with
not
some,
like he's...
With some pathetic quarterback play.
Well, I mean, yeah, Howell was 21-21, right? 21 touchdowns, 21 INTs.
Yeah, not a good quarterback.
No. No, and we know McClure. I mean, it just seems odd, though, Carver. I mean, you know.
Well, these ones sometimes get magnified a little bit more, Joe, because, like I said, if he goes to Philly and he's really good and he burns Washington a couple times a year, they're going to look awful. But meanwhile, if he goes there and he's a complete hack and he's out of there in a year, then Philly looks bad. Why'd you get taken by someone in your division, you know? So that's it's a tricky game when you get involved with stuff like that. Oh, the Bartman grounded out. Come on, Joe.
Bart, come on. Come on, Mall Cup. What are you using, a wiffle ball bat?
Who?
What's he doing? Wiffle
ball. Who?
What do you mean, Paul Bart? We said.
Oh, Mall Cop.
Mall Cop, too. All right, listen. I need you to root this in for me, since your guy was a complete hack. We got
7-7 Bengals Colts. 7-7.
All right, we'll get to that. First and third for the Astros. Two outs. Can we convert? Look, I'm using football terms. Can we convert? It's like third and 17 now. Could they get it in? Come on, root this in for me.
I'm trying, Joe.
We got nothing in this Blue Jay game. We started
7-0 Bears.
Yeah, we already said that already. I told you that.
I'm not listening to you.
Well, that's good to know. Thanks. Thanks, partner. You'll be listening.
When you
to
talked
me.
About the football, I wasn't. When you talked about the Bear game, I wasn't listening to you. Got a lot happening here, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on a Thursday night on the grid. Another weird day. I had to do TV with Joe today, too, first. So
again with the weird. Weird.
Just strange. I got so out of the flow of me doing both. Strange.
Strange. I thought you used to love me. Now you
do. Know. It's just, dude. It's
one minute,
you know, I feel like
the next minute,
feel like it was. You know, it's just wow. Back in the swing of double duty with you.
Trying to say
so
it's
how,
too
Astros
much
just
for you?
Rounding the 4-0 Astros.
4-0. Come on, we got. We're close. Man, get
close.
Nothing out of these Phillies. Nothing.
You ain't getting anything out of the Phillies.
I mean, this team is. This guy Schwellenbach.
Super gutless
look like
is what
John
they are.
Smoltz.
We're looking, super gutless.
Making this guy
Joe.
Look like John Smoltz. 6 1/3, 8 Ks. One earned run. My parlay's dead in the water. They're giving me an 84-cent cash out.
You should take it.
I'm not going to take it.
So that Cincinnati touchdown was a pick six by Anthony Richardson, and it looked awful, Joe.
Oof. It was bad.
It was a bad pick six. Just an awful read.
Awful. Caleb Williams going to have a few of those. I guess only time will tell. Yeah,
I don't know.
Up.
He doesn't get nervous, Joe. Doesn't get nervous.
Yeah, that's it. Doesn't get nervous. Hard knocks. He got nervous against your Fighting Irish when he threw three picks, and they were throwing him around like a rag doll in the fourth quarter, and he was just throwing the ball
says
anywhere
doesn't
he
get
wants.
Nervous. Doesn't yeah, get well, nervous.
Okay. See. So the fact that to... all these backers, okay, are backing a guy in Matt Eberflus that is like, is absolutely mind-boggling to me. It's numbing. People actually think he did a good job last year. Oh, the defense developed, the moves they made. They're just quarterback away. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me see their schedule again. I just want to see.
Who, the Bears?
Yeah, it's fairly easy. I know they play
the Titans. Nobody's schedule in the NFL is fairly easy.
Well, I'm just saying.
So
I'm just
knows.
Saying.
The whole, it's a win, it's a win,
a
it's
loss,
a loss. It's all nonsense. You have no idea on a year-to-year basis.
All right. Okay. I mean, it's not my first rodeo. I know. You ready? Yeah. Titans, Texans.
Win.
Colts, Rams, Panthers, Jaguars. All right, I'm going to go on a very conservative.
6-0 Astros.
Six? They cracked it open. Come on now.
Nice effort.
All right, after the Jaguar game.
Yeah.
After the Jaguar game, they are going to be, and this is a very conservative approach, okay? After the Jaguar game. 1-5.
Is that right, huh?
Yeah.
Who do you think
there's no way they're beating? They're not beating the Texans, and
there's no shot.
No shot. I'm going to say no shot. Here, I'll tell you right now. They could get clipped by Will Levis in week one. Okay, all right. You want to give them that win? Give them that win. They're not beating C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans with a rookie quarterback. Not happening. Steichen and Anthony Richardson, they're at home. They could probably run it, make it close. They'll grind out a win, 2-0. They're not beating Sean McVay. No way. And Stafford. Absolutely not. No way. The Rams are my dog horse to make the NFC.
It could be a miserable day in Chicago that day.
September 29th, how miserable is it going to be?
Rain? 50? Rain? Wind?
They went into Baltimore, as some people call it, Baltimore, and they put up a 34 spot, remember? Or 31? Panthers, Bryce Young's going to
You got the answers.
Them. I got them. 1-5. And Trevor Lopez. Here's the thing.
Oh, you got him losing to the Panthers, too. You think he lose to the Panthers?
Yeah. I think Canales is a better head coach.
You're going. You know, I know you want to go after them a little bit, but now you're...
3-2 Braves. Here come the Phillies. Round them up.
3-2 right. Braves.
Let's go. Could these gutless Angels, like, really already... These Angels, can you pick yourself off the mat, score a few runs? Nah, come on, Carver. Yeah, I got the answers to the test. Carolina's going to beat the Bears. Yeah. Yeah, that kid's a much better
coach. I mean, at
this rate,
you basically have Carolina, like, winning the NFC South the way you're going.
Yeah, why not? Okay, over the 5.5 wins. That's it.
I mean, they were only, you know... Worst team in football last year.
Yeah, they had a gutless head coach in Frank Reich. He didn't want to develop a game plan around Bryce Young. He wanted, it's my way, my way. I got news here. And now you know you're partial with Frank Reich.
They're going to beat the Saints week one. They're going to beat the Saints week one, right, Joe?
Yeah, they are. They are, Matias, all right? All right? They are going to beat the Saints week one because Dennis Allen's another gutless head coach. Okay, I said it, not you. You don't have to worry. I stand by it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And Carver's just a little close to Frank Reich because he made a memorable experience against Lorenzo White.
I don't got anything to do with Frank Reich.
You're a little close to Frank White Reich because of his days in Buffalo.
He did an awful job.
And Kenneth Davis.
I mean, the guy, they gave him, what, 6 games and they chopped him. I mean, it was...
Guy couldn't even cover a 14-point spread against Miami. They started up 14-0. Talk about gutless.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, Joe. You got all the answers, though, for the Bears.
I do. I have all the answers as it relates to the
Bears. They're
going to
lose every game, so you might as well alt the under. Alt the under. 4.5, 5.5, 6.5. Come on, step up. Make it 4.5. You got them winning no games. You think they're going to lose every single game. I mean, I'm down on them, too. I don't think they're going to be going over 8.5, but you got them losing every game. Every game. Joe's hot. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159 might be. All right, Joe. So another cold night here, which is very upsetting. Maybe the late night game, we can get Machado and Lindor going.
Machado and Lindor.
Because there's just nothing happening here. Braves lead the Phillies 3-2, bottom 7. 6-0, Astros lead the Orioles in the bottom of the 6th. Maybe, can the Orioles put up a fight here, Joe? I mean, geez, just gonna.
What about the Angels? Like
yeah, they're giving you nothing too, nothing.
I mean, really, like, what are these teams doing?
Ice cold.
I mean, I still believe it. The Phillies will be a little gutty here. 4-4 extra.
Yeah, I mean, they got some guys who could do one swing of the bat and tie it, you know. But
we got one game left. Jeez. What do we have in the dead under in this Bear game, right? 7-0 Yeah, this is a dead under. I knew I was right. Shoot.
What about the Anthony Richardson special?
No, you said they scored, right? So, I mean, 7-0
Yeah, the score was the pick six was the only Bengals
touchdown. Yeah, but you know that
what do you got tonight? Jake Browning, a little Jake Browning for Cincinnati tonight.
I don't know because I mean he should be the backup, right?
Wasn't he hurt? Didn't he get hurt during training camp?
Yeah, he got a little banged up. Let me see what the depth chart was.
I got it here. Let's see who's playing.
It was Logan Woodside that started.
Jeez.
Well, Logan Woodside. I told you when he played in college, he had 43 touchdown passes.
Yeah, at Toledo.
Yeah, but so what? That's the same year I think Drew Lock broke out against a road win over Florida. That's what made him everybody's All-American. They were five-point dogs that day. I had Missouri. Everybody was on Florida. It was the week after the cocktail party. Knew it was a dead giveaway. Yeah, he's hurt. Rocky Lombardi from Northern Illinois. Rocky and Michigan State. Say it ain't so, Rocky. They got a couple of Maction quarterbacks.
Do they? They got Rocky Lombardi.
Lombardi made me money 2 years ago when they played BC opening day. 8.5-point dog. They won outright against Halfley.
Rocky Lombardi.
What's this? Who's this guy now? Who's in here?
All-time legend.
What, Lombardi? He played in college for like 18 years.
That list I sent you today is something else. Yeah, I'm going to do that at the top of the hour.
Alan Bowman, 29 years old. Crazy.
Alan Bowman. God,
Alan Bowman started at Texas Tech. Then he went to Michigan. Then he went, I think he might have even bounced around to Houston. Let me see. And then he went to, Oak State. I mean, this guy, he went to, let me see how many schools Alan Bowman went to. He went to, started at Tech. Oh, only three. 2018, he started, freshman year. Tech, Michigan, Oak State. All right. How many did JT, I still think Daniels holds the lead for most transfers.
Well, he did USC, Georgia, West Virginia, Rice, right?
Yeah, that's four. What about, who else is on that list?
Who's the kid? What's the kid? He another kid who had a lot. Didn't Slovis have a lot, too?
He only had three. He went from
He only had three. He's only one off of these other guys that we're talking about. he ain't far behind.
He had three. No, who was I just thinking of? Oh, man. That just transferred again. T.J. Finley. He might have four.
Oh, my God. He's got to be 30. How old is T.J. Finley? Jeez. How old is he? Got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.